We are here with Tiffany Pillars from Providence Federal Credit Union. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm great, great. Excited to be here. Yeah. It's a fantastic event. This is my third year coming.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
So what are some takeaways that you want to take back to Providence Federal Credit Union? Anything that you're learning in particular that you want to take back?
I think, you know, at this point, just talking a lot about technology and what role that's going to play in the future and how that's going to impact our members. And just really taking that back, that's kind of been on the forefront of our mind at this point. So just kind of reiterating that fact.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Hey, let's talk about the main topic that we want to talk about, emerging leaders and the challenges with emerging leaders. Because as you well know, there's a big turnover in the industry right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, because of CEOs retiring and then kind of fresh blood coming in. So what are some of the challenges with emerging leaders that are taking place today that you know of?
Well, I would just speak from the frame point of looking at women in leadership.
Okay, perfect.
So when I started my journey in emerging leaders, it was really, I was passionate, I was driven. My management team recognized that and then sent me through the Emerging Leaders program in 2014, graduated that with this new mindset that I'm a woman, I'm powerful, I have an opinion, I have a voice. Now, how do I use that to my benefit and how do I use that to impact my credit union and my membership? And so just going through that program, I then went on to Western CUNA Management School, was elected our first year class president, which was a
Congrats.
Complete whirlwind. Thank you. But just, again, recognizing that I had a voice, and then what was I going to do with that? And then looking at a lot of women in the industry, the credit union industry is made up primarily of women in the workforce, and then the higher you go, especially in leadership, the less you see those women present. And so my mission now is why? Why can't we have those roles in those larger credit unions? And why can't we lead those credit unions and do a phenomenal job? So now I just really prioritize my time, and especially with one of the breakout sessions in global women's leadership, and looking at how can I be a part of that movement? What can I take back to my credit union to propel that forward and to propel me forward into the movement?
Do you have any plans, any tasks on the top of your head, or is it all kind of like just kind of percolating,
it is.
Cooking
and
in your brain now, right now?
Right now it's just networking.
Okay.
It's who were those powerful women? My CEO is one of them, so I'm absolutely fortunate that I have a mentor that is phenomenal. But yeah, just looking at how can I go forward and, I'm losing my
That's okay.
God, I just get so passionate about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, just having that mentorship and building that network of strong women that are just going to help push you up and keep propelling you forward.
Let's talk about mentorship for a second, because that's so important, and so many times people forget about it. You know, you have, you know, these people in the upper echelon of the company who have just years and years of experience and have seen it all, have already made all the mistakes that somebody can be, that you can teach, you know? So, I mean, how important has mentorship been? I mean, you mentioned your CEO has been a huge influence in your life.
Absolutely. So. Instrumental.
Yeah.
And I tell that to all new emerging leaders going through the program, too.
Right.
It's like you need to find those people that make a difference in your life and make a difference in the folks around you in their lives as well. And you need to hang on to them. And I always call it my mentorship bucket. And I do. I find those people that have impacted me in various ways, and I stick them in there, and I use them as a resource. If I have a problem at work, even, you know, personally and professionally, you reach out to them, and then you just continue to build that relationship, and it really comes back and serves a wonderful purpose moving forward.
Well, and that's the great thing about this industry is, like, so many people are so willing to share.
Absolutely.
You know, it doesn't matter if it's at your credit union, or you could call somebody across the country at another credit union, hey, what was your experience in this?
Yeah.
Can you tell me? And I'm sure they would be, like, over the moon to talk
Absolutely.
To you.
Absolutely, yes. Collaboration has been huge, and I've worked at a couple different credit unions, and even in each step I take in moving forward, there's always people, again, that I've placed into that mentorship bucket, and I refer to them, and I say, hey, can you help me with this policy, this procedure? How do you do things this way? How have you implemented this? How have you done it successfully? And they're more than willing to share, which makes our jobs easier.
Yeah, no doubt.
And
looking at it from their perspective, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy to, like, help somebody out. So it's kind of a reciprocal thing.
Yeah. Right. And I would definitely say, too, to, you know, young leaders moving up, and especially women, too, always pay tribute to those people who have helped you and make sure that you recognize them and let them know. Because sometimes, you know, you're just asking them questions and you can tell everyone else that they're your mentor, but if you don't tell them, I mean, it's great for them to hear too. Yep, so,
indeed. All right, Tiffany, anything else to add? Because I know you got lots of things to do here, sessions to see, people to meet. So anything else to add to wrap up here about emerging leaders? Mm-hmm. Or anything else you want to talk about?
That's it. I just want to say thank you for the opportunity.
This you're welcome.
New for me, and this has been great.
Yeah, you did great. Well, thank you very much, and keep up the good work. Tell the ladies in the Global Women's Leadership Network, they're doing a great job as well, because there's a whole bunch of them here as well. So really cool.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Tiffany. Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you. Well done.